rlp.com.
While you're watching football over the weekend, or sleeping, or raking leaves, or blowing snow, or, I don't know, kicking back some cold ones, perhaps, you might have missed this. The president and a deal with South Korea, a trade deal considered by some a huge victory for U.S. workers. What does it all mean? I'll explain. Plus, he's kind of like a man without a country, although Australia says that Julian Assange, who is the founder of WikiLeaks, is entitled to consular help. So what does all that mean? And the blunder of the weekend. We're going to get to that, plus the daily salute. Hey, everybody, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We kind of zig and zag all over the place. We like to roll that way. Water cooler buzz, as it were, on the overnight highway. You're always invited to participate. Let me give you the digits right at the top. Gotta love a broad who gives out her number just like that, right? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Couple of quick programming notes. Later this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, I will be in New York City. Liz Claiborne, the company, is having a big media event that they put on for domestic violence to raise the level of awareness for domestic violence. And I've told this story now a couple of times. I'll give you just the thumbnail sketch. My husband's uncle was almost killed in a domestic violence incident when he was stabbed something like 30-some times. Can you imagine that? You're a cop. You've seen it all. You know, you're rough and tumble, no problem. And you respond to a domestic dispute, and that's how it ends up. It ends up with your blood all over the streets. And if you know anything about domestic violence, a lot of times this is the thing that the police don't want to respond to because they don't know what they're going to encounter when they get there. And domestic violence, in a lot of cases, is up. So I think this is a good cause, and it's a good reason to take the show on the road. We'll talk to some interesting people about what's being done, what some of these companies are doing to try to pump money into various facilities where people can go when they're in trouble. And we'll be doing that Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday, still same thing, nail the score. That's in our third hour. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, we'll take a look back at 2010 and some of the big stories, or what you thought the big stories were, and maybe some of the big misses, some of the things that you can't believe that didn't create any kind of buzz. There's some obvious ones, and there's some not so obvious ones. Let's just put it that way. So we're going to talk about all of that. But let's start first with South Korea and what's happened, because it was kind of embarrassing, I would say, for the president when he went to Korea, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, and thought it was November, it was the end of November, when he thought he was going to come away with this announcement, but it didn't happen. And South Korea, of course, is in the middle of going back and forth with North Korea over some of the nonsense the North Koreans are doing, like, hey, sinking one of their warships. Yeah. So the president says he's got a sealed trade agreement with South Korea. And the only reason we would care is because it boosts the auto industry, the domestic side of things, and it would support thousands of American jobs, according to this agreement. And what they're saying is, you know, I'm always skeptical of that. You can throw out big numbers, but what does it mean? Supposedly, this deal would mean or support at least 70,000 American jobs. When you look at the grim unemployment numbers, which came out heading into the weekend, it's like 8.9% unemployment. That's a crazy number. And, I mean, really, we know in some places it's higher than that, and then there's the underemployed. But, okay, 8.9 officially is the number. So this new pact, of course, has to be rubber-stamped by Congress, but it would be the largest since the North American Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico back in 94. Now, the South Korean deal would support the jobs I mentioned, especially the auto-related, and that it would also create a different kind of market to export American goods, things that are made in America. Because, as the president said, We don't want to be an economy that consumes other countries' goods, except for when they come from China. I defy anybody. Look around your house right now and see how many things are made in China. You know what will really get you? Go to a tourist place, and you know they have those crazy, kitschy, knick-knacky things, and you pick them up and turn them over. I don't care where you are. I just was in Florida, and I was in Homosassa's, which is where we swim with the manatees. So you're there, and you just whip through their gift store. I did this on purpose. And they're manatees. There's little statues of manatees, and there's all kinds of kitschy things, whatever it is, banners, etc. Turn them over. Where is it? Made in China. It's like, can I find things that are made in the United States? Can I? When I picked up an American flag and I saw that that was made in China, I was like, wow. I'm not naive to this, but this is crazy how much is made in China. So now what the president is saying, exports of U.S. stuff to South Korea could actually go as high as $10 billion or more under this deal. So the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which has been breathing down the back of the president, and even some Republicans are happy about this. This original agreement was negotiated under George W. Bush, but it stalled. They stopped in the middle of it. Now it's finally gone through. Like I said, when the president was there back in November, he was hoping he was going to have this agreement because really his road trip to Asia was kind of iffy. In the beginning, the Indonesia part was fine, and then he got skunked on the tail end of the trip, and that was particularly when he went to South Korea. So with that economic meeting last month. So it didn't come together. He's embarrassed. Now they've come together and made this agreement. Like I said, Congress, of course, has to sign off on it, but I don't see why they wouldn't in this case, especially because of what it would represent, according to what they're saying, what it would represent to the United States. So South Korea would allow the U.S. to lift a 2.5% tariff on any of the Korean cars, too, in 5 years instead of cutting it right away. So the U.S. side of things, the automakers in the U.S., would be able to export like maybe 25,000 cars to South Korea as long as they met the safety standards and blah, blah, blah. So you get that. So thumbs up or thumbs down. It's being called win-win by lots of people. And like I said, this was initially a deal that was going to be part of the Bush administration, but it stopped. It looked like it was going to go through, and then it stopped. They had some sticky issues, and that was it. So now it's gone through. Now, the one thing the agreement doesn't do is talk about the U.S. beef exports, because remember, they've always looked to have a better access to the U.S., has always looked to have a better access to the beef market in South Korea, which restricts the imports of what they call older U.S. meat, because that would be huge, and so they're trying to still hammer on that. Overall, it would eliminate tariffs on more than 95%. I know this is all numbery, but I got to spell it all out for you. 95%, so you understand it, of industrial and consumer goods within 5 years. So there you get your number. U.S. goods of the U.S., exports of U.S. goods, at least $10 billion. The deal would also open up other markets, like $560 billion, they say, service markets to U.S. companies. So U.S. companies are probably going to like that, right? All right, hang with us. Much more to come on the flip side. We're going to talk about Julian Assange and what Mitch McConnell, the senator from Kentucky, thinks next.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene need to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
China, I made that little comment about, you know, going through some gift shop in Florida near Crystal River, Homosassa's, and how I was stunned that this was, you're talking about the manatees, it's the one place where you can legally swim with the manatees and, you know, pet them and all that kind of stuff, because there's a big movement to not, you know, to save the manatee, not get near the manatee, blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line was, in the United States, in Florida, going into gift shop, half the stuff made in China. And that's not unusual. You know, if you're listening to me somewhere in New York or Connecticut, New Jersey, in the Pennsylvania area, you know how you go up and down the turnpike and there's all those turnpike stops and you stop and there's the I Love New York t-shirts and the little snow globes. Look underneath the snow globes or the keychains and stuff. And it'll be made in China. It's like we are a country that is made in China. So this agreement with the South Koreans on paper sounds good, right? How is it executed, though? That's what I want to know. How is it executed? Really, how many jobs does it protect? Because that's what it sounds like more than anything to me in the U.S. So what does that all mean? Also, too, by the way, I've had a couple people ask me about my dog, Mahalo. I've gotten some chats and emails and stuff, and so, yes, I have a golden retriever to clear up the mystery named Mahalo, who often likes to sit and listen to the show. If he gets up and he starts to growl, we're in big trouble, and you'll hear that coming through the mic. That's when Matt is like, what's going on? Matt, has that ever happened? Have we been on the air where Mahalo started to bark or growl or anything? Yes, he gets scared.
That's about it. So it was like one time there was a storm going on, and I think he was barking in the background, but that's the only thing I remember.
All right. Otherwise, he's a pretty good dog. That's the deal. He's like a rug. He just lays down. It's nighttime. As long as he's got his walk. You guys know, all you people out there that have dogs know what I'm talking about. There's a big difference between these big dogs, too, and these foofy dogs. You know, like the trend is really the little baby dogs. Everywhere you go, you'll see big guys, tall guys, walking around with these chihuahuas and these Yorkshires or whatever. And I don't know. I'm terrible with dog breeds because this is the first dog I've even ever had. So, I mean, really little tiny dogs. And I don't get it. I'm definitely a big dog person, let's say. All right, speaking of big dogs, this is a big story and has been a big story now for a while. The whole WikiLeaks thing and what's gone on with WikiLeaks. So there's been massive pressure from the United States and a lot of other governments to find where in the world is Julian Assange. And he's supposedly under heavy guard with his guard somewhere. And every once in a while you hear he showed up here, there's a Twitter here, there's a something here or there about what he's done. But he's now calling on people, because WikiLeaks is under a lot of attack, he's calling on people to set up mirror sites so that they could distribute the documents and stuff on other sites and then release them. Like Twitter supporters are pushing to offer their sites or by posting links to other mirrors to try to figure out where these documents can show up, because everybody, even PayPal, is pulling out of WikiLeaks. Here's what Senator Mitch McConnell from Kentucky had to say.
I think the man is a high-tech terrorist.
That sums it up. I think the man is a high-tech terrorist. Okay. That's a fair assessment. Do you think he's a terrorist? Do you think he's chumming the water? Do you think he's a businessman who's latched on to whistleblowers? Because, you know, ultimately it's the whistleblower that gets jammed up in this whole thing, right? I think so. All right, I think we're going out to Oregon, aren't we? So my pal out in Oregon, how are you? Jeff?
Pretty good, Kate Delaney. You forgot to add me on Pal Talk.
I'm sorry. I will do that. I know so much. I know very little about it. I'm a newbie, so I'll do it.
Well, did you see the Oregon Ducks go to the national championship?
We talked about that. How about now it's Oregon and Auburn? What do you think is going to happen? Do you think so? Because it's two offensive powerhouses, and that's January 10th in Arizona. And I'm not surprised. I think I didn't really give you much of an analysis when we were talking about the rivalry weekend in Oregon and Oregon State. But you knew that was – didn't you think that was going to be a layup?
Yeah. Well, actually, we were practicing for Special Olympics, and we watched the game, too. We were practicing cross-country skiing on the mountain in next month.
And where are you doing the cross-country ski? What mountain?
Mount Hood.
Oh, duh. In your own backyard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we ski in Mount Bachelor for the Regent Games, and we always win gold medals down there.
Wow. Mount Hood. What kind of – there's some tricky runs on Mount Hood, aren't they? How do they set that up? I mean, just the regular –
Well, actually, it's regular skiing, cross-country skiing.
Oh, cross-country. That's right, cross-country. I'm sorry. Yeah, but still, I hear that – and I could be wrong – but I think I had a friend who did cross-country skiing up there and said, there's some tough terrain, am I right?
Yeah, there is.
Oh.
When they don't get much snow, which they have a lot of snow.
You must be good then. Are you good? Well, if you're winning medals.
Two gold medals here right in front of me.
Yeah, two gold medals, I think, pretty much say it all, right?
Yeah, and they're going to do a story on me at the 24-hour gym in Hollywood area.
Cool.
The trainers are going to do a big write-up on me.
Good for you. Well, we wish you the best. You know, we have our fingers crossed for you. Thanks for the call, as always. Go Ducks. Go Ducks. How about Dan in Texas? Oh, I bet you he's got a joke for us. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Madam President, do you know the favorite song of the Ku Klux Klan?
Oh, you know I don't know that. What is it?
White Christmas.
But I'm bumped.
Okay, now to give you some facts. President Obama, was told to pound sand, and he went home with his tail between his legs. But he sent a little messenger back to him, say, look, I want this agreement so I can look good in the media. How would you like to fight China by yourself and also Korea? And the agreement got signed. My God, it's a wonder. Okay? And now, I'm not kidding.
I like that. It's a wonder.
Yeah. And now, another clarification for you. It's not 8.9. It's 9.8. Actually, it's more like about 12% across the nationwide. And we have no one to thank but Mr. Obama.
Oh, it's 8.9. You're right. It's 9.8. It's almost 10%.
Right. And this man has tried to completely stop drilling in this country. He's after the coal industry. He wants to turn us into a socialist little Venezuela with him as King Obama. And I'm telling you, we've got to impeach this clown and get rid of him. Okay, that's my two cents, and I know you're probably irritated for me to keep coming back
to
this.
But you just know it's not going to happen. I would be.
I think it can happen.
Listen.
I'll tell you why.
I am so sure of this, Dan. I will walk naked. I'm serious. I will walk naked to New Jersey if they impeach Obama. That I have never been.
Honey,
more sure
I'd
of
like
anything.
To see that.
Yeah, baby.
I am so sure. I am so sure that that is not going to happen. And the Republicans, they just want to get through this, and then they want to play for 2012. They don't want to stir that. They don't want to swizzle that.
No. This man has violated the Constitution with his takeover of the Chevrolet Car Corporation. That's against the law. He's violated the Constitution so many times, it's unbelievable. All we got to do is just hold their feet to the fire and say, look, you guys want your job, or you want to protect this clown.
Yeah. Oh, right. You think that's I'm still going to have to go. I'm still going to have to say there's just no way. I understand what you're saying. I understand the frustration.
Well, I'll set up bleachers and sell tickets when you do the naked walk, okay? Man's going to make a dollar somehow.
I love that. We'll make money off this somehow. You and I will be in
good hands. You bet,
guys.
I'll split with you 50-50.
I love it. You've got a deal. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, he was pretty clever. He goes by the Seinfeld joke telling school, where it's ba-dum, ba-dum, boom, and he gets to the punchline pretty quickly. And you know, Dan, I'm telling you are relentless with the impeach Obama thing, but it's not happening. No way. So we were also here talking about WikiLeaks and what's going on with Julian Assange and what now has happened. PayPal is saying that WikiLeaks violates its policy activities that encourage, promote, facilitate, or instruct others to engage in illegal activity. So they say, forget it. He's lately under massive, massive fire. And the Swedes are after him, of course, with their arrest warrant for the allegations of sex crimes. Ooh. Stay with us.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Of Another One Bites the Dust. And we're going to check the mailbag here in just a second. Crazy story. I shouldn't say it's a crazy story. It's probably one that's all too familiar. How about this New Jersey transit train guy, conductor, who's been suspended for texting? He was texting with both of his hands. Ooh, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Which girlfriend should I go out with tonight? I hope I don't crash the train. Oops, that's right. So, even after we've had so many crackdowns on texting when it comes to trains, I mean, that's like a no-no, this idiot gets caught, and of course the video is all over the web for anyone to see. It happened on Sunday, so he gets suspended. You know, what are you thinking? There has to be a better way to do this. Can you not text on your breaks? Are we so crazed with texting that will even endanger our lives? Well, obviously I'm answering my own question. Of course we'll endanger our own lives because we'll drive cars and we'll text and we'll be a train conductor and we'll text, figuring, oh, this, I'm on autopilot. This thing's running itself. I'm okay. I'm going to just text here for a minute. And I really think that's what people believe, that they are great at multitasking, so it's not really that big of a deal. If I let go of the wheel, I'm probably still going to be okay because I've done this a million times. You know, when things become rote, oh, well, okay, I'm conducting my train. I'm the conductor of this train, but I've done it so many times. It's like walking. It's like getting up every day, but it's not. It's that time that you forget when that's when something happens. And I'm glad that he was captured on video so that this fool could be suspended. But I think they need to come down even harder. If this is the first suspension, then that's it. I say you get one suspension and you are toast. You're out after that, especially for something like texting, because there's so many other lives at stake. And you take your eye off the ball, like I said, and then that's it. And then the rest of the train is done. They don't have a chance because you thought it was just so easy. It's nothing is more infuriating to me. As much as I hate the whole idea of any big government intervention into so many of the things that we do and giving up our rights, the one thing that I think is terrible that's happened is the whole driving culture. The driving culture, that's what I'm going to call it. The stupidity every day. When you drive, look around. Just kind of pay attention. Look around to your right, your left. We're in a stoplight, whatever. And watch what people are doing. And some of the dumbest things, it's not just texting. It's putting on makeup. What woman, I don't care, beautiful, not beautiful, somewhere in between, just try to make herself up. Let's put those eyes on. Let's put those lashes on. I think any man's okay with you not putting your face on while you're driving. And if you're going to work, can you not pull in the parking lot and do that? Can you not go to the restroom on your way in the door and do that? If you have to leave more time, for goodness sake, you have to leave more time. And I see that a ton. And then the distracted driver who cuts over three or four lanes, and usually that's because of talking on the cell phone. Now, there are a lot of places where you can't you have to do the hands-free, but there are still many places where it's not. There is no law on the books, and you can talk on the cell phone, and you see it. And you see people also get upset, and they roar up next to the person. They're honking their horn frantically, and usually it has to do with that. All right, without further ado, once again, an overflowing mailbox means that we need to check the mail. Let's do it.
You have mail, mistress.
Sweet. We have mail. Okay, let's take this first one. This one's from Aaron. Hello, Kate Delaney. I have never, ever emailed you, but I decided I was going to do so after listening to your show for the past couple of weeks. I have to say, at first I wasn't really quite sure if I liked you, but now I do. I am hooked on America Tonight. I think your description of the show at the top of the hour is very accurate. It is water cooler buzz, and you do kind of move all over the place. I have a little bit of the ADD, so I can follow along. Here's my question. What do you think is going to happen with those Bush tax cuts? Will they expire, and will we all be stuck going back to levels 5 and 6 years ago that we paid, or will we still get the tax cuts? Well, that's a good question. We've talked about that. You might have missed that because you emailed over the weekend. There was a lot of tug of war on Saturday and then on Sunday, too, about the tax cuts because they expire at the end of December. And it appears like they've got some kind of a deal on the table that would temporarily extend the expiring tax rates. It would extend it to everybody across the board, no matter if you made millions of dollars or you make $30,000. And also the jobless benefits, would be extended for millions of Americans, too. Something like 7 million it would affect. But that would be the compromise between the Republicans and the Democrats. Okay, the Democrats want the unemployment extended. The Republicans didn't want to leave out the wealthy. They didn't want any cuts to, okay, it's only going to be this amount of money and down. They wanted everybody to continue along with those tax breaks. So that looks like the compromise that was made, and all this political grandstanding for the last couple of months, the hemming and hawing over we can't do this and we'll do this and blah, 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 blah. The seesaw that is the Capitol. Apparently they've stopped, and apparently that's what the deal is going to be. Of course, everybody has to agree to it. They have to ink off on it, but it sounds like they've got a deal in place, which is kind of interesting because there's still a few weeks left. And so if you calculate a few weeks, lame duck Congress, don't ask, don't tell, the START agreement, saying that, geez, I don't think we can get to the all that stuff. Now there really is a chance that they will get to maybe a few more things. However, when you put lame duck out there, it makes you think, yeah, maybe not. All right, here's another one. This one is from Ann, listening to us in Illinois. And Ann says, Kate, I missed the nail the score game of the week. I'm wondering if anyone nailed the score and what the game of the week was. I'm sorry I missed it. I couldn't remember what day it was on. And therefore, I think I just somehow crossed wires because I couldn't listen every single night. All right, so the game of the week was not one of the Sunday games. In fact, the game of the week in the NFL is the Patriots and the Jets, and that game is the Monday night game. It is absolutely billed to be the best game on the board. Let's see, because, yeah, hey, you never know. It could end up being a blowout. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but anyway, that's the game of the week. In fact, you know, I was looking back at some of the scores. I'm going to go in my little trusty notebook. I love watching the game with the notebook to see who pegged what score. But I said 34-27, and kind of it was all for the Patriots. It was kind of all over the board, but most of you picked the Patriots. Chris in Connecticut, by the way, won nailed the score a couple of weeks ago. And, boy, she's got bragging rights and some great prizes. I think she's going to be really surprised at some of the stuff that she's getting in the mail, and that will arrive right before Christmas, so what perfect timing is that? All right, this one is from Little Ed. Hey, Kate, I know you used to do sports. I think you did it in the Big Apple, and I used to listen to you on the Ticket when you were in Dallas doing sports. What's your take on the BCS title game? What do you think of the two teams that were chosen? Yeah, you know what? Because I've lived in Texas a little bit and, of course, I've moved all over the place. I was really pulling for TCU, but how can you argue with Oregon and Auburn? I mean, this is a new face to the national title game. The problem I have, though, in talking about college football is I still believe there has to be a playoff system, and I just don't understand. I mean, I understand it's about the money and the, you know, the powers that be that are just too greedy. They don't want to give that up, and they don't want to mess with the system since they're making so much money off of it. But if you have to do the bowl system, I think there's a way to do the bowl system and still have a playoff. So the NCAA needs to come to grips with this, and so do the colleges, and they need to get it right. They need to get it right. There is a way to do this. There absolutely is a way to do this. But it's interesting because now here you have two teams that are kind of out of the norm. I mean, Oregon, certainly, you think of Pac-10, you think of the conferences, the SEC, but this is their first trip to a BCS title game. So this is pretty rare for the biggest showdown in college football in the desert on January 10th. Let's just hope it's a big game. These are two really powerful offenses if you've watched any college football. So it could end up being a pretty good one. All right, so you get the idea here. You can shoot me any of your thoughts at americatonight.net. And I don't care whether it's on sports business or your frustration with the political beings that we have, the elected officials, it doesn't matter. The idea is you have a place to vent. You have a place to send your messages to. And that's why we've set it up that way, too. While you're there, surf around a little bit and you'll see what you missed. And that's got some of the interviews and things that we've done on the show in case you missed some of the stuff. And also a blog and a few other things that are, I think, of interest if you go to americatonight.net. But you can absolutely email us that way. All right, if you want to call us, you can do that. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We'll meet you in a few.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Running out, whether they're going to extend the Bush era tax cuts, it's looking like they're going to do that. The deal was cut, but it has to be signed off on, all that sort of stuff. Is it going to be 2 years? Could be 2 years. That's a good thing, I think. I thought it should have been frozen across the board at least a year anyway. A year's too soon, because then you get into the renegotiating phase. But whatever it's extended for, it has to be done. It just has to be done to me, because then that way it's even, it's across the board, it's fair, and then we don't have any of this argument of, oh, jobs are being cut out because the rich people are getting screwed over and it's only the middle class and blah, blah, blah. Forget that. I'm sick of all the noise, and let's just ice it. Let's ice it for now. I don't think it hurts anything, except for if you have a federal job. Ooh, who is going to pay for that? It's going to be the federal jobs. They're going to have to cut back more federal jobs. So those government jobs that were such cakewalks in the past, now it's kind of, you know, they used to call them RIFs, where they'd have RIFs, like the government has another RIF in the IRS or in the whatever system, because, you know, different branches of government. So some people are going to end up without their jobs, I think, because they're going to have to come up with the money. They're going to tweak the money from somewhere. Okay, the other thing on my list is, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with WikiLeaks coming up this week, because you've got all these diplomatic cables that have infuriated Ms. Clinton and the gang and the rest of the foreign diplomats. They are diplomats or diplomats. And this is a big fight. So far, they've released, if you're keeping score, what, 250,000 ballparkish, 250,000 documents. And this is just this time around, this is State Department stuff, because remember last time it had to do with Afghanistan, the criticism of the Afghanistan government, and it shows the mistrust between the U.S. and Pakistan and blah, blah, blah. I think more than anything for the government, it's just embarrassing. How does all this information get out? The bad part about WikiLeaks, though, is I think where there would be more access and more possibilities of knowing what's happening, it's going to shrink. It's going to shrink even more because, especially at the Pentagon, I have a pretty decent source of the Pentagon still, luckily, and he says it is, boy, it is like batting the hatches time. Everybody's eyeballing everybody. Everything, eyes only. How many eyes only on this stuff? And so I think that'll get probably a little bit worse. All right, also coming up this week, some of the things we'll talk about, closing arguments in that Elizabeth Smart case. Boy, I hope this goes, I say, her way and justice is served, because this nutball, Brian Mitchell, he's spouting off all kinds of nonsense in court, reading scripture, doing all kinds of kooky things. I think trying to get that whole mental deal to go his way, and I think he needs to be thrown away and never heard from again after taking that girl from her house at 14 years old. Ridiculous. And luckily, because her father was always popping up on Larry King and John Walsh's thing, you know, with the missing people, I think that helped, because somebody recognized her, and that's ultimately what saved her. So we'll see what the closing arguments yield, and then what the jury says, I guess. That's probably that's one of the bigger stories, certainly justice-wise, for us to talk about this week. Plus, I'll be going to New York for a couple of days. There's a big deal on domestic violence. I was excited for the show to get involved in this, and we'll see. We'll be bringing back a lot of interviews, people who have been victims of domestic violence and people who have caused domestic violence. So the other side of it and how they got treatment. What's the treatment for that when you just pop a gourd and you can't, you know, your mind just doesn't bounce back? And the domestic violence disputes are up in this country, which is partially because of the financial situation a lot of people, I think, find themselves in. All right, let's take a few calls here on the show, and then we're going to talk about UCLA and USC and the big brawl and the fact that this is a tailgating thing where you had a couple people stabbed. Crazy. First, though, let's go to Ed in Texas. Hello, Ed.
How's it going?
Good. Thanks for the call, man. What's up?
I just wanted to make a comment about the cell phone thing. The cell phone companies are going to be made to freeze their signals, so if the cell phone is moving, it will lose the signal. And I don't know if you'd heard about this. It's kind of scary and hairy for all the drug addicts out there smoking marijuana. Mexico is spraying their marijuana with ammonia to get it across the border. And what it is essentially doing, it's going to start a whole new thing with people getting sick, and a whole new disease, or God knows what it's going to do to their brains.
Wow,
and
so they're spraying it with, you're saying they're spraying it with ammonia?
Yeah.
Because you can't smell it, and therefore that's a way to get it through.
Right.
Yeah. Ooh, that's terrible.
And I know some people who are actually smoking that stuff.
Ooh.
And, you know, ammonia is a poison.
Yeah.
And I find it hard to believe people would do that, but I guess the meth people out there like it. I don't know, but I have a funny feeling that is going to totally shut down marijuana in the U.S. and around the world because of that.
Well, and that would seem pretty stupid, though, because if you're trying to traffic it, then you're shooting yourself in the foot by doing that.
Really? It's kind of funny. But
they want to get it. If they're desperate, you're greedy, you're trying to hurry up, push it through. Two tunnels have been shut down. We saw that. There's been a couple of big busts in San Diego. So it is all about hook or crook. How do you get it across? And But it does seem like stupid behavior.
I have this thing about toxic chemicals.
Right.
And, you know, I can't even be in a room where somebody's washed the floor with ammonia. And I just find it hard to believe anybody could put that in their body. Oh, it's disgusting. I mean, it's just beyond imagination what kind of diseases are going to come out of this. And I don't know, but it's just...
No, I agree with you that, you know, to be honest, that's the first I heard of it. I've heard of other things that have happened at the border, other ways to get it across, but I didn't hear the thing of the spraying with the ammonia.
Back in the 70s, they were spraying it with something called Paraquat.
I remember that.
And everybody was getting sick off of it, and I don't know what Paraquat is or if it's a toxic chemical or what, but I do know from biology class in school, ammonia is a toxic chemical. And it's just, I find it hard to believe that anybody could even touch the stuff. And it's just, but it's making drug dogs more or less obsolete down there
right.
at the border. And I don't know how they're going to stop it. But it's just, the people need to know, you know, it is a nasty, toxic poison. And I don't know.
No. Thanks for the call.
It's just something I have recently heard about.
Heard, yeah.
And it scares the hell out of me that I don't mess with this stuff myself. But it just scares the hell out of me that they would come up with something like that. But they're more or less, they're shooting themselves in the foot when they do. And
yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, I do. Ed, thanks for the call. That's good. I'll look more into that. I've got a buddy that's a DEA agent. I'll ask him about that because I'm certain he would know of it. Thanks. It is get it across the border at all costs, but not at the cost of your customers. Because when you, like I said, you would definitely be cutting off your nose. Because who's going to, if people are getting sick from it eventually, they're not going to buy your stuff. Isn't that the whole idea? That doesn't make any sense. All right, let's see. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, if wealthy liberals don't want to take the IRS tax cuts, nobody's forcing them to. They could overpay their, you know, you can write out a bigger check to the IRS than you owe, right? You can overpay your taxes.
Oh, sure. People overpay their taxes, and usually then they send you a check back.
Well, no, but if the liberals are opposed to the tax cuts, the wealthy liberals don't want the tax cuts, they don't have to take them. They can make a charitable donation to the federal government if they think that it just seems to me that the people that are smart enough to make the money should be allowed to keep the money and invest it in America rather than give it to the government. The government doesn't make money. The people that are smart enough to make the money should be allowed to keep the money and then invest it back in the economy.
You have spoken once again, Al. Why can't you invest it back? You know, actually, you make a good point. Thanks for the call. Why not invest it back? I mean, there are certainly ways to do that, but some are investing it back in their own way, in their own companies. And the idea is to spread the wealth, right?
I think so.
Idiot! It's simple!
What, are you kidding me?